Well, Democrats are reeling from their own share of controversy today. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal told reporters that he regrets having, as he put it, misspoken about his military service during the Vietnam War. The Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate is defending himself after a New York Times report revealed that his words don't match his record. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
A video posted on the New York Times website shows Attorney General Blumenthal addressing veterans and their families in 2008.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam.
The phrase, "I served in Vietnam," is at the heart of the controversy. Blumenthal said it more than once, and the Times story revealed that he'd obtained at least five deferments and never served in the war. He served stateside in the Marine Reserve during the Vietnam era.
A few misplaced words. In instead of during, totally unintentional.
Blumenthal spoke to reporters today surrounded by veterans at the VFW in West Hartford.
I have misspoken about my service, and I regret that, and I take full responsibility. But I will not allow... I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service to our country.
Blumenthal, a Democrat, is the leading candidate for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Chris Dodd. The longtime attorney general is very popular, squeaky clean image, meticulous in his appearance, known for carefully choosing his words, which makes the revelations all the more surprising.
He can surround himself with veterans all he wants, but it is a lie, period.
Chris Healy is state chair of the Republican Party.
The story in its entirety points to more than just a few instances where he's embellished his war record or lack thereof in print. No effort was made to correct it.
Michael Cacase has chaired every Blumenthal campaign for the past 20 years. He says all press releases and campaign literature accurately reflect Blumenthal's history of military service.
That he may have misstated it on one occasion in Norwalk in 2008 flies in the face of literally hundreds of other occasions and statements where he's been very clear, forthright, and honest about his military record.
64-year-old Vietnam vet Greg Kitchen stood by Blumenthal at the press conference. He says the whole thing is an overreaction.
I've been involved in many, many functions with him, and he has always been a straight shooter, and he's never, ever tried to cover anything up.
Kitchen says he hopes the flap won't affect Blumenthal's Senate race. One of his Republican opponents is Linda McMahon, former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. Her campaign claims to have tipped the Times off to the story. The other Republican is Rob Simmons, a Vietnam veteran who won two Bronze Stars. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in Hartford.